Ladies and gentlemen, the next speaker is Dr. Jose Retamales, the director of the Chilean Antarctic Institute and chair of the Council of Managers of the National Antarctic Programs, or COMNEP. He's going to touch on some of the issues raised by Carl, in particular the logistics and more. So, Jose, you have the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been asked to talk about the importance of logistics and the role of COMNAP. The Council of Managers of National Antarctic Programs, COMNAP, was formally created on 15 September 1988 to bring together the managers of National Antarctic Programs. This is the officials that are responsible for carrying out national activity in the Antarctic on behalf of their governments. All their governments are parties to the Antarctic Treaty System. You will recall from the presentation yesterday by David Walton, COMNAP was born from SCAR's Standing Committee on Logistics and Operation, but it is now an independent organization that has been granted an observer status within the Antarctic Treaty Consultative Meeting System. Today, all 28 National Antarctic Programs are COMNAP members, and the COMNAP Secretariat is located in Christchurch in New Zealand. So the COMNAP's purpose is broad, is not simply confined to logistics, is to develop and promote best practice in managing the support of scientific research in Antarctica by serving as a forum to improve effectiveness of activities in an environmentally responsible manner. It's also there to facilitate and to promote international partnerships like the ones that were mentioned by Dr. Earp, to provide opportunities and systems for information exchange, and providing also the Antarctic Treaty System with objective and practical, technical and non-political advice drawn from the National Antarctic Programs pool of expertise. So the focus on logistics has been often perhaps a misconception on what COMNAP is today, since the managers of the National Antarctic Programs control far more than the logistics of their respective programs. They organize and fund the support to research, scientific and wider, that has been evaluated and approved at the national level, usually through a peer review process based on the quality of the research and, of course, on what they can actually physically support. Therefore, the managers are not just organizing the support, but at the national level, they are part of the strategic decision-making process about the Antarctic projects that will actually be supported, responsible for implementing their national scientific policies in Antarctica, but also at the international level, they are the officers responsible for promoting and facilitating international partnerships in the spirit of the Antarctic Treaty, enabling scientists to fully participate and operate in the Antarctic as, when, and where their research requires. COMNAP is then the organization that brings together the National Antarctic Programs, and the roles that COMNAP plays in supporting the Antarctic Treaty System reflects the diverse nature of its members. These roles include reviewing scientific proposals and being part of the decision-making process of which projects should get approved every year, allocating funds for every scientific project, providing logistics in support of scientific research, which requires expertise in logistics, field operations, transport, etc. Also, the roles include supporting in the event of an incident or an accident involving human life, protecting the environment, which requires expertise in environmental management practices and an understanding of the legal obligations under within the Antarctic Treaty System. It also includes outreach and education. Often it is National Antarctic Program personnel that are requested to inform the media of issues related to Antarctica, prepare information for schools, provide public presentations, displays, and so on. It also includes lobbying for the continued use of the Antarctic Treaty area for peaceful purposes only, and nonetheless the data management and coordination on scientific data, but also other data related to more technical issues and information on vessels, stations, and so on. The COMNAP's objective as a forum to support best practice and share lessons learned stretch across all these categories. Aspects of all of these are of particular interest here today as we focus on science policy interactions. Those aspects are improving the effectiveness of national activities leads to increased efficiencies. That is, we can carry out more science within the budget that we have to manage every year to try and get from our governments. Then, it also includes more international collaboration we are interested in, because more and even better science can be done with the same global budget and less duplication of efforts, that is, similar science output with fewer projects in the field. As it has been mentioned yesterday during our discussions, the nature of Antarctic science has changed from cartographies drawing maps, perhaps 30 years ago, to large interdisciplinary research activities which require expertise in forward planning of complicated Antarctic research programs like the ones we saw in the previous presentation. The decision-making process for the science to be supported has also changed enormously in the last 50 years. Now, the standard in most countries is to have a competitive peer review system in which usually the managers of national Antarctic programs are involved. Therefore, the majority of them have strong scientific background or have in their organization a scientific department to support them in the task of making their national policies come true. Of course, it is not a perfect world. We are not exactly the same, all national Antarctic programs, but we are similar. In support of all this task, we are seeing some good example of how we can do things better together in the Antarctic, such as the Drumland Air Network, shared by 11 different nations every year, or the coordination of science in King George Island, which we hope to start very soon together with SCAR and involving 12 different countries. Having more collaborative arrangements can only be to our collective advantage. COMNAP is in the process of becoming a project-oriented organization, more focused, more strategic, concentrating on what our members and policymakers and even the global general public might expect from us. What kind of achievement would we like to show in 5 years' time? Antarctic science is generally more expensive than science in other parts of the world. Undoubtedly, all good quality science projects deserve to be supported. But neither the money nor the infrastructure will always be available to support them as costs increase. Therefore, we may all have to cancel or defer some important projects until we can dedicate to them some of the limited money and time available. However, the message is that COMNAP can assist in this by looking at what resources can be pooled and or shared with other countries, looking at the projects to see if they can be modified or associated with projects alike in other countries. By doing this, COMNAP has recognized a greater need for collaborative support. COMNAP has also historically been an organization that has been generally inward-looking, providing its memberships with the framework that is needed to develop their own, usually bilateral, partnerships. It has also generally been slow to develop and promote strategic relationships with external organizations. But we are doing our best to change this. COMNAP is actively looking to strengthen its strategic partnerships with other Antarctic Treaty system bodies, This is a reflection of the importance of identifying issues which require common action, as it was mentioned by Tucker Scully yesterday. Those strategic partnerships include SCAR, the Committee on Environmental Protection, CEP, and the International Association of Antarctic Tour Operators. The assets of the 28 national Antarctic programs represented by COMNAP include over 40 vessels, around 30 airfields, over 37 year-round stations, more than 1,100 people in the Antarctic in wintertime, and over 4,000 in summertime. So we continue to see an increase in human activity in the Antarctic, whether they be tourists or members of national Antarctic programs. And recognizing this increase and the need for protection of human life in the Antarctic, COMNAP has convened two workshops on cooperation in regards to search and rescue in the Antarctic. Even collectively, our capacity to respond to a large-scale accident in the Antarctic region on land or in the maritime environment, we know is extremely limited. COMNAP will present the results of these most recent workshops on Antarctic search and rescue to the upcoming Antarctic Treaty Meeting of Experts in New Zealand next week and to the Antarctic Treaty Consultative Meeting in Uruguay 2010. In support of our objective to provide practical and non-political advice to the Antarctic Treaty System. This in addition to the ship position reporting system that it was introduced a year ago. As an organization, COMNAP assists its members, the National Antarctic Programs from the 28 Antarctic Consultative States, to successfully deliver their National Antarctic Research Programs and projects. Such programs are generally becoming bigger, are reaching out into previous unexplored areas of the Antarctic region, including subglacial lakes, usually involve multinational and often interdisciplinary teams of researchers, support staff, information technology communications experts, health and safety practitioners, environmental consultants, outreach and medical staff. Member National Antarctic Programs and COMNAP, with their wealth of first-hand Antarctic expertise, are well placed to face the Antarctic challenges of the future as we have in the past. National Antarctic Programs discovered the ozone hole over Antarctica, have drilled for the largest ice core ever extracted, have gathered data on the census of Antarctic marine life covering millions of nautical miles, and have plans to explore, as I said before, the Antarctic subglacial lakes. The diversity of activity reflects the diversity of the science questions that require exploration and support. COMNAP looks forward to providing the Antarctic Treaty System with non-political and practical advice obtained from the past 50 years of its member national Antarctic programs living and working in the Antarctic environment. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose. Congratulations for your medal.
Thank you very much.